Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. The following video contains strong language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
On this application. Question number three, and I quote, how did you hear about Taco Bell?
To borrow your shit and keep it so long, you have to borrow it back.
Weed's getting a bad rap. I don't mean a, like a blunt rap. I'm, you know, I mean people talk. You know, people talk shit about it. You know, marijuana affects the memory. That's bullshit. I never forget to smoke.
stations are tuned in to.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
It's all about the opinions, baby.
With all the chat room yackers, 9 to 5 chilling at Hewlett Packard, working at a desk with a dumb little placard. Yeah, paying the bills with my mad programming skills.
Yeah,
defragging
yeah,
my hard drive
yeah,
for thrills.
Yeah,
I got me
yeah,
100 gigabytes of RAM. I never feed trolls and I don't read spam. Installed a 2-1 line in my house. Always at my PC, double clicking on my Miz out. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm freaking Zug and Blade. I ain't afraid of Y2K. I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him money for short.
Yeah.
I phone him up at home, man, I make him do my tech support. It's all about the premiums.
What?
You gotta be the dumbest newbie I've ever seen. You've got whiteout all over your screen. You think your Commodore 64 is really neato? What kind of chip you got in there, a Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh. Your Windows boots up in what, a day and a half? You could back up your whole hard drive on a floppy disk. You're the biggest joke on the internet. Your database is a disaster. Your wax and your modem trying to make it go faster. Hey fella, I bet you're still living in your parents' cellar, downloading pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar and posting me too like some brain dead AOLer. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller. True, huh?
Yeah, yeah,
rule
yeah,
silent
yeah,
space and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheet. Got them all printed out on my bed sheet. My new computer's got the clock, it rocked, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week?
On Willie's bus after the show, and me and my buddy Scott Emmerich wrote a song about it. I think y'all can figure it out.
I always heard that his herb was top shelf. Lord, I just could not wait to find out for myself.
Well, don't knock it till you tried it. I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Now we learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around.
And the last words I spoke before they took me in,
I may discount bungee jump, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. Now you could pour me some old whiskey river, my friend, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
passing the guitar, telling good jokes.
I could tell one was coming, 'cause I'm smelling smoke.
No, I do not partake, I just let it pass by.
With a grin on my face and a great contact high, I'll never smoke weed really again. My party's all over before it begins. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
In the fetal position, with drool on our chin,
we broke down and smoked weed with Willie.
One, 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 nuts at me, don't push me.
And you're not even a fucking, fucking security guard.
Hey, this gun will kill you just as good as a real cop. You got that?
Now, moving slowly, put your left hand outside the car. Take your right hand and putting it over your left hand. Taking your forefinger and your thumb from your right hand. Hey, I said forefinger, Mr. Fun. Reach down and open the car door.
Fuck the security guy! Yeah, boy!
Push the car door open. Push it out.
Can I let go of the door now?
Let go of the door. Push it with your left foot. Bring your right foot over next to your left foot. Now stand up. Get your ass out of the car. Hands up.
Yeah.
Now, take your right buttock. Close that door.
What?
Right cheek. Don't get smart. I'm looking for an excuse. Now get your ass on the car. Hey, turn around. Get your hands on the car, funny man. Real funny with a big goddamn donut hat on, are you?
Uh-huh.
Now you take that hat off, and no one's going to get hurt. How about that?
Take my hat off?
Take the fucking hat off.
Yo, motherfucker, nobody tells me to take my hat off. Shit. See, that's the way they try and do you, man. They always want to take a black man's hat, but that ain't happening no more. I got this camera crew, y'all, and I got all these people here. Look, see, we learned from that Rodney King stuff. It ain't happening again. I even got a brother over here drawing the stuff like they do with that courtroom style, you know what I'm saying? Just in case the tape and stuff runs out and doesn't come up. This shit ain't happening again.
Eureka.
Eureka?
Don't tell me. You shot the sheriff, but you did not shoot the deputy.
Hey, man, I got permits for both of them guns, all right? That
yeah,
shit's legit.
You do. Sure you do.
Sir, look, here's his registration, okay?
Just what the hell is this?
That's a picture of me, and the guy that sold me the car, I want America to see this. Is that cool for you? Check it out. See, that's me right there, and that's the white guy that sold me the car in a fucked up checkered jacket. Paid for it in cash.
Yep,
cash money.
Yep, the guy sold him the car.
Well, the only crime I could get you on now is taking a real shitty picture. You're lucky this time. I don't want you around here no more because that's when your luck will run out.
Yeah.
That's all.
Fucking $3.35 an hour minimum wage. Get a decent job, you can buy a car. Punk motherfuckers. See? That's the way they do you. See what I'm talking about? Get a real job and you can get a real car, motherfucker. Quit driving that toy shit with little lights and shit on top of it.
That reminds me of that song you guys wrote.
Fucking
security guard.
That's why we wrote that song.
Fuck you. Yo, look at that motherfucking security guard over there staring at us.
Hey, motherfucker ain't nothing but a punk ass bitch.
Pissing me off. I oughta bust a cap in this fat ass.
Yo, White. What we gonna do?
Just gonna piss on this motherfucker.
Fuck the security guard. He ain't a cop, but he still wanna act hard. On patrol at a goddamn convenience store. Getting checked, he's a chump minimum wage hoe. Just a swab and an ill-fitting suit. Got a little bit of pop, so you wanna act a fool. Let some shit break out. And what you gonna do? Can't get back up, cause you don't got a crew. It seems like damn near every time I shop, I'm always getting caught. Plus a wannabe cop follows me around like a magnet. Eyes on my ass like a two-bit faggot. Why I gotta be? I'm treated like a keeper, cause I'm black and wear a page on my jeans or a scene. I'm gonna have to set the sucker straight. I turn around and say, yo, punk, get on my face. Anyway, no time pointing to his face. Badge and real nice face that could make a nigga hemorrhage. He got cops to make in a gat on his hip. He makes a move, but I just cold on trip. Cause I'm wearing my hat and this shit feels good. Besides all that, I'm straight out of the neighborhood. Quit throw up on my AK-47. Gonna send an Acme Rich pump cock straight to heaven. Oh, hell, who cares? Well, the motherfucker's always dead on the ground when I let the trigger go.
Child support issues or because of child custody issues. Do you find yourself looking at old pictures of your children and wondering how they are doing? Do you say to yourself, maybe I should have worked harder to make it work with their mother? Do you find yourself saying, I know the relationship wasn't a great fit for me, but we have a child together. Maybe I should have worked harder to make it work for the children? Are you stuck in a bad marriage and maybe want out? Or you just want to work it out but can't find find a safe place to go, where your feelings or your voice will be heard. Well, we have the answer for you. Here at the National Saving Fatherhood Foundation, we're working hard to find and give you the answers you may need to help you get to your next step in life. Find ways to keep your peace of mind and family together. We have a wide array of programs and resources to help you, whether it be our child support payment programs to help you get back on your feet, or our fatherhood group support classes to help you become the best father you can be, or 24/7 fatherhood hotline for when you're feeling down or not safe in your relationship or lifestyle. Even our Lost and Found program to help find your children and remake that lost connection. The National Saving Fatherhood Foundation is here for you to help you keep that bond strong once again. So call us today at 1-800-903-2096, extension 1, and ask to speak to a caseworker today. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-903-2096. Let us help you keep that family bond strong.
All over my lawn. Where's my daughter at? You better not be in there with that ice froggy frog.
Get that frog in there!
That's my daddy. What we gonna do?
Don't even trip. I handle this.
Well, don't go, ice froggy frog. I love you.
You don't love me. You just love my froggy style. In my new movie, Fear of a Black Hat.
Is that frog in here? Is that frog in here? Yo!
Yeah. Ribbit, yeah, this is Ice Froggy Frog, and this is a little song for all the polywogs and the tadpoles from the Big Frog. From the depths of the pond, back to the top, Ice Froggy Frog jumping, and I got the drop. It's soloing that grass, tadpoles will sing. Long reach to the spot where my tongue will fling. Hippin' and hoppin', hoppin' and hippin', but don't lose your sleep. 9-4's is the easier for me to buck up the sheaves. And I ain't holdin' nothing back, and I'm about to yank 9 from a gunny sack. Just like that, and as a matter of fact,
sling your tongue back.
Cause I never hesitate to give a dragonfly smack.
So hop through the sands a bit. You see that it's a must be hop long.
What's my name, fool? Sang. It's the frog to the log, hippin' and hoppin', ribbit and all in. Ice Froggy Frog in the middle of the pond like every day. Amphibian slippin' in all the way. Like I said, none of y'all can hip to this. And none of y'all can hop to that. Slides at a drop, and you know I don't stop. Mr. 187 on a CP4 block. Hip hop, not with a clock, just some rocks in a shot. Ever call me Kermit, and you'll feel that blood loss. And I spring through the bog, and I bounce through the fog. Cause I'm Ice Froggy, Froggy, Froggy.
Ribbit.
your tongue way up in the hay, yeah. Lap it all around until you taste that tail, yeah, yeah, yeah. Roll up the plank and walk the length, you're in the drink.
Why?
My frog is on the bank, my crocus sacks are swole. My skin is mean green and now I'm on a roll. So float, put the frog on right behind me and up in your toad is where you might find me slinging and swinging that swamp thing. She want the frog with the crocus sack, so jump back. Polly, guess what Polly walks? A frog with the biggest log. What's my name, fool?
Froggy, frog, froggy, frog, froggy, frog.
Maybe it's home.
What is his name?
A nice
frog.
And yeah, sing it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Froggy.
I know his
Froggy
name.
Frog.
Come on,
that
frog.
Is.
Frog
leg.
Tastes
frog. Like chicken.
Yeah.
Slide on over to this lily pad.
I know his name.
I'm the biggest, the baddest, the horniest.
And
frog.
The frog pond. Yeah, yeah. I know his name. Come on, frog. Come on, frog. Come on.
Played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Dolly Park, Bubba Sparks.
Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, rockin' everywhere. Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere.
Seeing is believing.
I'm ready to believe it. How about you guys?
Country fried, baptized in gravy, can't wash off what the good Lord made you. No matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road will get you home.
Come on.
You can see it in their eye when they try to lie. You're the bullet hole in a stop sign kind. That I'm right there with you. Put your drink up high for my country folk.
Hey.
My country folk.
Hey. I'm out here on a thousand.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
And I wouldn't trade any of it. I love my life. I do. I used to be single. Single life is just too hard, don't you think? Yeah, you're always broke when you're single. I mean, not plain broke. I mean, rolling pennies for gas broke. Macaroni and cheese broke. I was so broke at one point when I was single, the bank sent a guy to repossess my car because I didn't make a payment for a little over a year, all right? The guy shows up at my door, great big man. He said, "Mr. Foxworthy, I'm from the bank, and unless you have $500, I'm taking the Camaro with me." And I got mad. I said, $500? Who keeps that kind of cash on them? He said, "Well, you can't write me a check." I said, "No, I can't." A check? Hell yeah, I can write you a check. I thought you needed money. Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and pay the whole thing off right now. I'm going to be a congressman when I grow up. Well, it's hard being single. I mean, you're starting out in your life. You don't have anything. You don't own anything. It's like the first singles apartment we all had. That's about as close as most of us ever come to being homeless as that first singles apartment. That was the apartment. You'd be driving somewhere, and you'd see where somebody had thrown an old sofa out on the curb, and you're like, hey. If that baby's there after dark, she'd be in my living room. Find me a board in a concrete block. We got an entertainment center happening here. I'll put them next to that orange road cone I found. Think back. Remember your very first apartment. They were all the same. They all had shag carpet. Beautiful green and gold mixed. Tramped down so bad in front of the door you couldn't even rake it back up. And our place was so nasty, every time we'd rake the carpet, we'd kick up a rabbit every time. They're all furnished pretty much the same way. In your bedroom, you had the mattress on the floor, protected by a mountain of dirty clothes, milk crates for nightstands, lava lamp with a permanent glob in the bottom, stolen road sign on the wall, a blanket for a curtain. Out in the hall, it was the mystery stain on the carpet, Budweiser mirror on the wall. Out on the balcony, it was the rusted out hibachi grill, plant with no leaves on it, bike with no chain on it. In the den, you had the spool. Remember this? You get one of those, like, it's coffee table time. Next to that, the $9,000 stereo. We're going hungry, but we've got tunes. That's a stereo. You could turn it on after midnight and make the people down the street wet the bed. Yeah. And the beanbag chair with duct tape on it to keep the shit from falling out of it. Which is why single people throw the best parties. They don't have to worry about their furniture getting messed up. Their friends can destroy everything they own. They're out $15. Single people do throw the best parties, too, don't you think? Single people throw parties where there's a good chance somebody's coming out of their clothes before the night's out. Most of the time, it's the woman that's dancing by herself way too early in the evening. It's only 7:15. Peggy's dancing by herself. That shirt's coming off tonight, I guarantee. And you know, some single people don't consider it to be a good party unless the cops have been there at least a dozen times. Same scenario every time. 400 drunks trying to act like they're not drunk. One guy is the spokesman for the group. It's the cops. Turn the stereo down. Put your shirt on, Peggy. All right. Y'all be cool. Let me do the talking. Welcome back, Officer Mitchell. Don't shoot. I told him don't shoot. I'm glad you're back. I want to report a crime. Larry pukes in the aquarium. Stinks very much bad in here. Hey, listen, if I lay down on the sidewalk, will you draw my picture with that little chalk y'all have? Shh. Talking to the cops, shut up. Hey, Officer Mitchell, I thought you said you didn't want to come back out here again tonight. But those were the parties. Nobody went home. They just slept where they fell. Get up the next day, look like Jonestown the morning after. You're trying to wake up people you've never met before. Hey, man with no pants and a fireman helmet on. Please get up. I got to go to work. All right, lock the door when you leave. Just found a new sofa. I don't want anything to happen to it. Only good thing about your first apartment, you never had to clean it up. Well, until the day you moved and tried to get the security deposit back. Arguing with the landlord. No, sir, the back door was missing when we moved in here. The pizzas were always on the ceiling. Because you find as you get older, you have to clean up. Or you have to at least try to make people think you do. We've all done that. Been home on a weekend, had the phone ring. Hey, we're in the neighborhood. Thought we'd stop by and see y'all. You always say, sure, come on. We'd love to have you. You hang up and do that flight of the bumblebee, 90 mile an hour, fluffing stuff. You're sweating when they get there, and the first thing you always say is, excuse the house, it's a mess. Y'all come on in. House is a mess. Why don't we ever just tell them the truth? Y'all, this is the cleanest our place has been in 6 years. Don't open the closet. You'll kill yourself. Don't open the closet. I'm convinced, too, whatever cleaning goes on the planet, women do 99% of it. But see, women are not as proud of their 99% as men are of our one. We clean something up, we're going to talk about it all year long. It might be on the news, you don't know. I guarantee you, a woman could be out repaving the driveway. Men have enough gall to run out on the porch and go, hey, baby, man, it's hot as hell out here, ain't it? Look, don't worry about emptying that ashtray in the den. I done got it, all right? Did it for you, sweet pea. I'm going to go take a nap now, all right? It's true. I was talking to a guy last night that thought loading the dishwasher meant getting his wife drunk. I'd say probably the hardest thing about being single has got to be the dating stuff. Like, yeah, any guys in the room ever go out with a girl that forgot to tell you she had a boyfriend? That is information you need. That happened to me. I went out with this girl one time, and we had a nice time. We went out to dinner, and after dinner, we came back to my apartment. Now, we've been at my place about half an hour when there's a knock on my front door. I walked out, opened the door. There's a 250-pound guy staring at me going, what in the hell you think you're doing with her? I looked him right in the eyes, and I said, I'm cutting her damn hair, and you're just going to have to wait, all right? Have you ever noticed this? Single people always have the best sex stories. See, and we know this because they share them with everybody. You know these people, you see them in the break room at work, they always have a crowd gathered around. So there I was, tied up to her bed, had motor oil smeared all over my body. She came in the bedroom with a saddle and a set of jumper cables. See, married people just can't compete with this. Like, what are we going to come back with? Well, you know, last night, Marge was vacuuming in her good robe. She bent down to get underneath the sofa. I thought, I can watch Bonanza anytime. Doesn't quite hold up. Talking about stuff like this, anybody see the sex expert on one of those talk shows the last week? This guy, he was trying to tell you how to spice up your sex life. If it had gotten boring, you know, like if you're doing it and the phone rings and you both try to answer it or something, you know, it's boring. So one of the things the guy said, he said, you should talk to your partner while you're making love. You know, which where I come from means ain't no cars coming, relax, right? But this guy said you should have dialogue while you're doing it, you know. And I thought, well, this might be good advice if you're talking about couples that have been together for a week or so. You know, because when they're talking, they're saying things like, I'm in the home stretch. Go to the whip, baby. Go to the whip. But, y'all, let's be realistic. I mean, you've been married 25 years. You're going to be saying things like, lift your back, Betty. My arm's going to sleep. Did you pay the light bill? Move your head. I can't see the television. This guy said he you do? He said, in order to keep the spontaneity, you had to surprise your partner every once in a while. And I thought, well, he might be right. I thought, hell, I'll meet my wife at the front door in the nude. And I'm being sued by UPS, right? He said, too, he said, when you're in the video store, every once in a while, rent an X-rated video and watch that with your partner. Which, to be honest, I can't even look at the covers of those things without laughing. The women on the front of those, all of them supposed to be out of their mind with sexual desire, every one of them looked like this. I have never made a woman do that in my entire life. I hit a dog with a car one time, made him do it. Maybe it takes a Buick. I don't know what the...
Sunday school choir. They called Bird and McDonald. Give a listen to it.
There was an old farmer who lived by a rock. He sat in the meadow and shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings. And in days of yore, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dresses and showed us her ruffles and laces. A white puppy that whacked, she said she was learning a new way to bring up her children and learn them to knit. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellows, as girls sometimes do, to make it quite clear that she wanted to go for a nice pleasant stroll on the grass. Then hurry back home for a nice piece of ice cream and cake that stood 3 layers tall. And after dessert, she was ready to go for another walk down by the dock with any young man with a sizable roll of 100s and a big bulge up front. If he'd ask politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small, tender hands with a movement so quick. And she'd bend on over and suck on his soda so sweetly till she finished it. Then pull down her panties to rub on her hip that she bruised when she ran down the hall. 'Cause he tried to force her to lick on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had been baking all night. If you think this is dirty, you're fucking well right.
If you owe the taxidermist more than your annual income, you might be a redneck. If the UFO hotline limits you to one call per day, you might be a redneck. If directions to your house include turn off the paved road, you might be a redneck. If you prefer to walk the excess length off your jeans rather than hem them, you might be a redneck. If going to the bathroom in the middle of the night involves shoes and a flashlight, you might be a redneck. If you smoked during your wedding, you might be a redneck. If people ask to hunt in your front yard, you might be a redneck. If your mother keeps a spit cup on the ironing board, you might be a redneck. if your two-year-old has more teeth than you do, you might be a redneck. If your checks feature pictures of dogs fighting, you might be a redneck. If you have an above-ground pool and you fish in it, you might be a redneck. And probably the grossest one of all times, if your mother has ever come out of the bathroom and said, y'all come look at this before I flush it. If you've been on television more than five times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck. If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck. If your dad walks you to school because you're in the same grade, you might be a redneck. If you've ever been too drunk to fish, you might be a redneck. If someone asks to see your ID and you show them your belt buckle, you might be a redneck. If you've ever had to haul a can of paint to the top of a water tower to defend your sister's honor, you might be a redneck. If your dog and your wallet are both on a chain, you might be a redneck. If every day somebody comes to your door mistakenly thinking you're having a yard sale, you might be a redneck. If you've ever financed a tattoo, three more payments and this long gun is mine, you might be a redneck. If you've ever made change in the offering plate, guilty. You got him. If you go to the family reunion to meet women, you might be a redneck. I think we offended somebody out here.
That ain't funny, is it, sis?
And last but not least, if you see a sign that says, say no to crack, and it reminds you to pull your jeans up, you might just be a redneck.
Y'all having a good time? Hey. All of these artists have one thing in common. We've all ended up on Willie's bus after the show, and me and my buddy Scott Emmerich wrote a song about it. I think y'all can figure it out.
I always heard that his herb was top shelf. Lord, I just could not wait to find out for myself.
Well, don't knock it till you tried it. I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Now we learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around.
Before they took me in,
I may discount bungee jump, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. Now you could pour me some old whiskey river, my friend, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Let's go down to Texas, y'all.
Telling good jokes. I just let it pass by.
With a grin on my face and a great contact high, I'll never smoke weed really again. My party's all over before it begins. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. In the fetal position, with drool on our chin, we broke down and smoked weed with Willie again.
Played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Call it Paul Bubba Fox.
Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, rockin' everywhere. Booty, 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 rockin' everywhere.
Seeing is believing.
I'm ready to believe it. How about you guys?
Fried, baptized in gravy, can't wash off what the good Lord needs you. No matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road to get you home.
Come on.
You can see it in their eye when they try to lie. You'd a bullet hole and a stop sign kind. That I'm right there with you. Put your drink somehow for my country folk.
Hey.
My country folk.
Hey. I'm out here on a thousand.
Yo, it's Country Lou here. If it's played in the South, it's played on Country on Sundays on NSF Radio.
Okay, I had to go pee-pee and need to poo-poo, and then I shit my pants. Oh, shit. I don't know what else to tell you, but I've been going through some problems over here, and everybody keeps messing with the computers. I don't know. Uncle was doing some shit, and now he's fucking with me. I don't know. I got to go. I gotta go shit. Somebody fucking help me. I don't know. I'm fucking going now. Anyways, I got Larry the Cable Guy in the house.
I hate weddings. I was at one a while back. Holy smokes, I ain't seen the bride was overweight, but whew. My buddy caught the garter belt. He's still been using it to tie up cordwood on his pickup truck. Boy, these were some big. You should have seen the bridesmaids. Their corsages was personal pan pizzas. All right. I ain't kidding with you. They all went to school together. They were in the same sorority, so they had their sorority shirts on, you know, Thelma Ada Tata. My uncle just got married, 72 years old. My golly, he ran out of Viagra on the honeymoon. So he ended up having to use a can to fix a flat. I know. Make a long story short, he overinflated and spent the rest of the night at Jiffy Lube having to get a patch put on him down there. Hey, this is crazy. True story. Check this out. My mother-in-law last month won $400 in a hot dog eating contest. It's unbelievable. $400. 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes she ate. I couldn't believe it. My mother-in-law, not talking for 10 minutes. I know. Oh, she talks. I know. She can talk. She's the only woman at the beach getting melanoma on her tongue. All right, I guarantee you. I'm not a big gambler. My grandma, holy mackerel. I'm not saying she's addicted to blackjack, but she's got a medical alert bracelet on that says, in case of emergency, split the kings. My wife likes to go with me when I go to Las Vegas because she likes to go see the Chippendales. Yeah. You know why she likes going to the Chippendales? She didn't marry very good. She married a Chunkendale. She gives me money to put my clothes back on, but she does. I like going out there to Las Vegas. That's where you see all the 1970s, 80s classic rock bands singing out there. Now, I like them bands. Hey, only difference between seeing them bands now and 30 years ago. 30 years ago, go backstage, smell like pot everywhere. Now it smells like pot and Ben Gay. You go back to them things. They all still got long hair, too. Ain't that something? Unfortunately, it's coming out their nose and ears on most of them fellas in there. Here's one thing you never want to hear a classic rock band say when you go to the concert. Here's one off our new album.
Okay, everybody, I'm back. I had to go poo-poo. I did the thing with the bottom. My toilet got all wet. Now there's all thing. I think I became a vagina. I don't know. You got to tell me. Oh, boy. But anyways, I got to go. I got a calculus test in the morning and everything. So, everybody, thanks for coming. Thanks for tuning in. NSF Radio and the Deaf Comedy Hour. With your host, Matt Stoops.